This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
One thing a lot of people have in common has to be the love of chocolate. It's a sweet treat nearly everyone enjoys, and with Easter coming up, the excitement is getting real. If you're a fan of Easter eggs, tune in because I am catching up with the founder of Graw Chocolates and pastry chef Gráinne Mullins right now to talk all things chocolate, Easter eggs, and how she turned her ideas into a successful business. Gráinne, welcome to the show. I am absolutely buzzing to meet you because Graw Chocolates is such a big brand across the country. I'm sure so many people will have already bought it. Take me back to March 2020 though. Your life plans, they changed overnight. What was going through your mind specifically in March of that year?
So I do hate to bring us all back there, but in March 2020, we were in lockdown, as we all know. And it was a time where I genuinely didn't know what to do with my spare time. I've been working in kitchens for 10 years, fine dining, Michelin star restaurants, five star hotels. And I had very, very little time off to myself. So to give me multiple weeks on end off, I did not know what to do with myself. But with that rest time, I decided to make hand-painted Easter eggs as a gift for my friends and family. I post them on social media and loads of people started reaching out asking me if they could buy them. And once they were doing that, it gave me the brainchild that this could be a business. This could be something new. And it was from there that I started researching, and it was on the 24th of July that with my full business plan, my brand new website, we launched Graw Chocolates online.
Gosh, when you tell it like that, it sounds like so wonderfully straightforward and like this all just happened for you. But I imagine there was an awful lot to get you to that point in July when it all launched. You know, were there challenges setting everything up in the beginning? Like, when did you really think, okay, business, this is a business plan, this is my next step?
Well, I started doing three business courses simultaneously. So that's with the local enterprise office and Board BIA. But I still didn't really think of it as a business per se. I was thinking of it as future growth for me, educating myself. And I said, well, look, the restaurants could open up any day now. And if they do, I've learned loads. And I have, if the day I do want to open my business, I can do it whenever I want to. So I wouldn't say at the start that I thought of it as a business, but I really enjoyed the process of creating and sharing the story and telling people what was going to be happening next. And I suppose it was just the real and true enjoyment was the part that was keeping us going from one stage to the next.
You're a proper like artisan chocolatier. Like, it's all about the story and the art and how beautiful it all looks, as well as how amazing it tastes, which it does, by the way. How do you go about balancing creativity and also the realities of producing a product for a business on the day to day?
Yeah, I suppose even from the very early days when I was doing it at my parents' kitchen counter to today, it's still the same process. We've just tried to streamline it and make it that little bit easier. So it's never straightforward. It's a lot of planning, a lot of organizing, a lot of building data and stats, which might sound very boring, but we should know how many chocolates we can make a week. Because we can't be setting production targets that are inachievable for our team, but also we have to make sure that there's enough being produced. So gathering data, I think, is one of the most important things in order to make really educated decisions. But yeah, I suppose it's been just a journey of evolving and realizing our challenges and really looking at it as a solution focused approach. So embracing a mistake, embracing something that goes wrong and looking at it, go, well, how can we make this not happen again? How can we fix it? What can we do next in order to make ourselves better and build out a stronger business? So I suppose with that kind of attitude, you can do so much.
It's all about attitude and how you show up to these type of things. And if you believe in yourself, it can go a really long way. And it must have been a mental moment for you in one way to go from, you know, painting the Easter eggs at your kitchen table during lockdown to now being stocked across the country nationwide in so many retailers, including Brown Thomas. Like, as in, what's that felt like, seeing it go from strength to strength?
It's quite surreal. Like, we're even stocked in a store in the UK now. We're growing internationally. And every single milestone we reach, it kind of feels like a pinch me moment. I do have to be very honest, though, that because there's so many really exciting moments, you kind of become a little bit immune to them. So it's all about getting there, getting the thing done, and you kind of feel a sigh of relief once you've achieved another tick in the box. But it's the after that, that it's sometimes that I have to pull myself in and go, wait, pause, reflect on this and appreciate how amazing this is. Like launching into Brown Thomas was absolutely incredible. Launching into the UK in the last few weeks, absolutely incredible. But there hopefully will be many, many, many more exciting times to come. And that's what I'm really, really hoping for. And just to embrace them all and see, but also keep looking forward and knowing that this isn't it. There's a lot more to come.
The journey is still ongoing for you for sure.
Yeah.
Graw Chocolates as a name. What were your thoughts behind picking that specifically as a name? Obviously, your name is Graw. Yeah, so I would presume that's part of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So being Grania, and my nickname is Graw, so very, very easy. But it's also the love chocolates, and really important, the appreciation for Ireland and the Irish language and who we are and what we've come from, and that being our origin story. That's really, really important. And we cherish that throughout our branding, throughout our storytelling, and we do try and to show people what amazing produce that we do have in Ireland. So that is definitely one really, really important part for us.
As well as that, people who aren't familiar with the Irish language or, you know, don't speak it, if even tourists and things like that coming with Graw as a name, understanding that that means love, it's so powerful for them to take away with them.
Absolutely.
As well. Like, you know, it works quite well as it goes when it comes to a chocolate brand. It's nearly
Yeah, great. And even like we're in the gifting industry mainly. You know, when we buy boxes of chocolate for other people, you're buying something for a celebration. And to give a piece of Graw, a piece of love to somebody, it has a statement, whether that be a tourist, a wedding guest, an anniversary, a Valentine's Day, a Mother's Day. It says a lot in itself, that brand, that meaning, and that intention behind it. And then everything we do on our side as well, with the love, the creation of flavors, the packing, the making of the chocolate, everything we do is that with love at the center of it, because we want our amazing customers to have that amazing experience. So it's a very, very powerful word for us and very important.
Now that your brand has become so well known and you have been known across the industry as someone who's very, very successful, you've been selected as a judge and a mentor for the Visa She's Next grant program. What has that process been like? What qualities rather have stood out so much in the applications of the amazing women who've applied?
Yeah, so it's all very exciting. I just get such inspiration when I see women really putting their best foot forward and screaming and shouting about how great they're doing. I'm like, go you. So yeah, we're just looking for that innovation, that creativity, that somebody that's doing something new in a new and innovative way. I suppose there's no set way of how somebody can stand out, but the program, the Visa She's Next program overall, has been created to support the female-owned businesses, those small businesses that are all across Ireland, because we all know how hard it can be to get funding, to get coaching, to get mentorship. And this is just an amazing opportunity for any businesses out there to be able to do it.
Why is it so important that in businesses, you know, across Ireland, but around the world, that we really inject so much time and energy into supporting women in particular when it comes to entrepreneurship?
I think we are very quick to knock ourselves down or think that we're not ready. Is it just general society? I don't know. But I think it's really important to support each other up and to give each other a chance. And something like the Visa She's Next program, where there's going to be 5 winners at a total of €90,000, it really puts them on a pedestal. It gives a sense of confidence. It gives people something to scream and shout about and be proud of what they're doing. But I just think in general, we're amazing, and we should be able to just embrace that and embrace our flaws and our skills and just continue powering through in everything that we can possibly do, because like we're 50% of the population. We create amazing things. We have amazing ideas, and sometimes it's about just the access to it, which can be the hardest part.
If someone's listening to you this evening in this chat and thinking, gosh, I'd love to do something just like that, not necessarily in the chocolate business, but in entrepreneurship and businesses in general, what advice would you have for them, particularly when you think about the March 2020 you sat at your kitchen table?
I think it's just the belief in yourself. It's really, really important. I always remember back to this one time, just before I launched Grok Chocolates, I was going on a walk with my mom, very simple. And I said to her, what if nobody buys? And I loved the words she said to me, because what she said was, well, Grania, if nobody buys, then what have you lost? Only the price of a website, but you've learned so much already. And I think it's really important to frame it like that, to frame it that even if it doesn't be perfect in that first go, or in any way you frame it, that if you can relook at it and go, well, I've actually accomplished so much from this, that it will give you a sense of achievement rather than a sense of failure. And I think bringing that throughout business as a whole, but also just going for it, believing in your dreams, believing in yourself, and really making that happen.
Resilience is key in anything, yes, particularly when it comes to business, as you know yourself. We're obviously coming up to Easter now. Is this your busiest time of the year? I imagine it is for Grok Chocolates.
This, along with Christmas, are two of the craziest times of year. Easter is particularly hard because you've just come after Valentine's and Mother's Day, and you've got so many seasons going on in one. But it's very exciting for us. But yeah, we'll all breathe a sigh of relief once Easter Sunday comes and we can have a great sleep in.
Where can we find you online and on social media if we want to follow along with Grok Chocolates?
Grok_chocolates is where you can find us, but also our website, grokchocolates.com, and you'll find us in lots of retailers across the country. And yeah, just, I would love for anyone listening to support.
Also, specifically, Grania, for you and the Visa She's Next grant program, if people are looking forward to getting involved with that, maybe meeting you along the way, what is the story with that?
Yes, so there's, as I mentioned earlier on, there is the most incredible grants worth a total of €90,000 available for 5 female-owned businesses. Each of those winners will also receive mentoring from both myself, Amy Connolly of Sculpted by Amy, and Breach O'Donoghue, formerly of Premark. But you'll also get presentation, pitch supports, funding sessions. There's just so much there that's available. And then the Visa She's Next supports that will keep going on through the alumni network, which I know are absolutely incredible. The application deadline is the 9th of April, and businesses can apply at www.visa.ie/She's Next. Best of luck to anyone listening, and I encourage you all to just get that application in.
Grania, you're going to be flat out over the next couple of months between Easter and between that. So wishing you all the best, and thank you for joining me on the show this evening.
Thank you so much.
This is iRadio's
Group Chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.